God, you've brought us here to lift him up. Lord, by the power of your might, God, set in our hearts today that we lift him up. May he be magnified. May that glory only go to him. Thank you. Lord, you've given us lips to praise you. You've given us hands to lift, God. Help us to lift our countenance to you. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are a happy people because our trust is in the Lord. We give you all the glory for it. It's only you and it's only your grace. It's all by your mercy that you saved us. And Lord, thank you for that blood, hallelujah. All the power that's in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, we rejoice this morning. Thank you so, so much that you love us so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I've heard it since I was little, and thanks be to God, I hear it today. And I know it will never end. And we give you all the praise and the glory, the thanksgiving, and all of our heart of joy is because of you. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I've been excited about this and thanking the Lord for taking us down this new vein, praise God, of this glory of the riches that are in him, this grace so immense, so beyond comprehension, but yet he makes it known to us by his Spirit. How wonderful. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles today to Romans. And I pray that if you didn't hear last week's sermon, that you get back to hear it. This is a continuation of it. I think they're all continuations of it. Bible studies, sermons, it's just the Spirit, praise God, and it just flows. So we thank the Lord for it. But if you remember last week, we hit that mother load of hyper or hooperbolo grace. That hyper grace, praise God, grace extending, grace exceeding beyond anything. Grace beyond imagination, the riches of his grace. And praise God, we saw that it was according to, meaning that veil of grace, that exceeding grace, that veil, that bridal veil, praise God, that came down to cover us. See, that grace comes down, doesn't it? And it came down where? To the depth of poverty. Praise the Lord. That's where he went for you. And that's, praise God, us in that mercy that's been given to us, that veil that has come down in such exceeding grace to bring us this message of Christ and his bride. And I have to tell you, I was so thankful to get the different responses. I thank the Lord. It's not about responses, it's about hearts, it's about the fellowship. And I'm with you. I'll never be the same. No way. You hear things like that, you let the Spirit hit your heart like that, you will never be the same. And that's what I just tell you. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Just, you got the ear. You're a child of God. He's given you an ear to hear. He's given you a heart to believe. He's given you the faith of his own life. But you got to hear the word of God. You can't believe something you don't know. You can't know something you don't hear. You need to hear the whole counsel of God. So be ready. Hallelujah. So we've got the abundance of grace here, praise the Lord. And I'm talking about hearing the word of God given to us. And last week we saw that that wonderful word in the Greek, perisuo. Don't ever forget that word. It's a good one, marvelous one. There's so many that are so incredible. But that word perisuo, talking about grace, means it's always exceeding and it's always more than enough. That perisuo grace is grace that's left over. I love that abundance. It can't be exhausted. And as I told you last week, we've just begun, and here we go. Chapter 5 of Romans, verse 17. That's chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more. See, we hit the much more, don't we? See, with God, it's always much more. They which receive abundance, oh, there it is, of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? Shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So here we have the abundance of grace, and hallelujah, we have received that, haven't we? And yes, as you can guess, that word abundance, perisuo, amen. Once again, grace with more grace. He's given us an abundance of grace that's extra, that's got leftovers. It was the same word as that word remain. Remember when we were speaking of the loaves and the fishes? Go pick up the remains. Go gather them up. I just fed 5,000 with just a little basket of lunch for one. But I'm God. And not only did I feed them, not only that are they full and they can't eat anymore, there's leftover. Praise the Lord. That's his grace to you. And see here as we read this, he didn't just give us righteousness, did he? If you know the word of God, we have been made. We have been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is the much the more. He didn't just give us his righteousness. We've been made that for him. And we reign in righteousness. We reign in righteousness by him. Amen. And see, that's much more than enough, but it's even more. As it says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, we were there last week. You got to keep going there every day. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, and God is able, what is he able to do? To make all grace, not some, not part, but all grace. All right? Abound. All right, we hit an abounding right there. But not just abound. It's precise, it's exact, it's like a rifle shot. It's yours, abound toward you. This is personal. Take this, praise God, as if you were the only one. And with God, you are the only one. He's God, he knows how to sit you at that table for two, and it's so intimate, you are the only one. I texted a brother today, and I said, now I know you're his favorite. And I said, that's smiling, but you got to know that. Because all his sons are his favorites. Because all his sons have the life of Christ. That's it. It's Christ in you. Christ in you. Praise God. That's what makes you special. That's what makes you valuable beyond imagination. And God is able to make all grace abound to you. That you. You always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound. There it is again, to every good work. In one verse, he puts in two perisuos. Look at that. Two of them. You got a double portion of more than enough. Excess, beyond, remains, running over. I've given it all that's already exceeding beyond anything you could ever imagine. I give it to you twice in one verse to let you know about all the grace that I'm abounding to you, that's for you, that you would superabound. That's what that is, to every good work. Oh, he's amazing. But see, with God, this is how he is with us. It's always exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. It's always that way. It's not just what you're thinking and what the environment's telling you. Let me tell you something. This stuff, this is going to pass away. This is the stuff that's forever. How much of forever you're going to let grow in your life? This is what this is. This is who we are. This is what we do. And this is what he works in us who believe, praise God. But now, as we move on here, know it, that he'll never run out of grace for you. He'll never run out. He'll never, never run out of grace for you. There is always more, and then there's always excess. The Word of God says it's grace for grace, and it is always beyond anything. Praise God. See, this is the lover of your soul, and his love to you has no limits. It's infinite. It's infinite. And I thank God in that infinite love, just like we found out about this universe. Oh, we had it all set as men, didn't we? Everything increases at a decreasing rate. Oh, that was just the physics. It was the law of everything until they looked out in space. And when God spoke that in, I'll tell you what, he increased it at an increasing rate. as big as space is, it's increasing at an increasing rate. It just blows your mind. And he just spoke that. He just spoke that. But you? Nah. Man formed him. His hands. Those of you that have a child, you can't help but touch them. I'm going to tell them myself, we have social distancing. I can't do it with my kids. I can't. I got to touch them. I can't let them stand over there. I got to touch them. But he formed man. He loved him so. And he breathed into him and he made him in his image. And his love, if you'll allow him to minister to you, you'll see it's just like the heavens. It increases at an increasing rate. You'll say, oh, I can't take any more, Lord. You got to shut her down. He'll just increase you a little bit more. You're like that wonderful wineskin. Get that new wine, it just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. But I'll tell you, he's obsessed with you. That's what it is. He just can't help himself. He's ravished with every thought of us. And I'll tell you, as we go on here, you best hold on because there's even more. Verse 20, chapter 5 of Romans. He says there, moreover, see, this is kind of like another much the more than. The law entered that the offense might abound. Now that abound is a different word in the Greek. It means extensive. It covered a lot. It was very abundant. And that was such a truth that you need to receive. See, God didn't give the law and the ordinances and the commandments for you to follow. That wasn't the benchmark for you to live by your life. He gave it to magnify the only way, the blood of his son. To magnify the guilt, to show you the beauty of the Lamb of God. Moreover, it says there, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, grace did much more abound. There it is again. I know it's caught your eye, but by the grace of God, let this catch our hearts this morning. That abound sounds like the word abound we've been reading about. And if it was the word we've been reading about, which is grace exceeding and grace beyond anything, I'll tell you what, we should be very thankful with this. But see, this is God again. God saying, oh, honeys, you haven't seen anything yet. This abounding has a little bit extra dynamite in it. This abounding has even more power of the heart of God for us. This isn't just peri suo, which is more than enough. This is hooper or hyper peri suo. This means superabundant, super excess grace. Not just excess grace. Listen to this. Not just excess, but super excess grace. Now I'm going to ask you something here. Do you think he really wants us to get this? I mean, come on. He talks about abounding, then he talks about perisuo, which is more than enough, and you got all of this extra remains even after he's done some miracle that you couldn't even believe, that he took a little sandwich lunch and he fed 5,000 people and yet there's more left over. And he said, yeah, honeys, but let me explain it to you once more again, because you're really not getting this. And this is what it is. You're really not getting this. You sit still there in your house. You should be running around and thanking God. This is super abundant, super excess grace. Not just grace, praise God, that's over in abundance. This is super excess. And we still will not touch where it even goes by the grace of God next week. I don't know if I can even consist by then. We'll see. But I'll tell you, he wants us to get it. See, he does not care how much sin and ugliness you think that you're in. He doesn't care how vile you think your life has been or is, how low and badly you failed, how much you don't think of him. He cares about how much he thinks of you. He wants you to receive that. This super excess grace is so abundant, brothers and sisters. It has poured forth all of its abundance upon us, and it will never stop. It'll never stop. I've been there one time, and I just remember that. It was so tremendous to me. Two natural occurring things. I shouldn't say natural. It was God occurring. Excuse me for even saying that. But in nature, but that's God's work. We know that. I tell you about the Grand Canyon. You know, people can tell you stuff like that. They can show you pictures. But when you get there, it's like you come up on that rim. And the other one was Niagara Falls. And I'll tell you what. This is what this grace is like. It's like Niagara Falls. I went down in there. I tried to talk to Polly. And she was this far from my face. And I was going. Couldn't hear me. I was yelling as much as I could. And she still couldn't hear me. She said it was a perfect time. I'm just teasing. Sorry. But that grace that rains down, I'm telling you, that's the shower of grace that we're in. It's so immense. It just covers you. It's just so much. And the roar and how ferocious it is for you and the covering. And I mean that, really, that's truly as it is. I mean, you can go to some luxury hotel and you have this big old shower head and that's great. It don't even get close. It doesn't even get close to how much this wondrous grace that just flows all over the place, this excess, super abundant grace. See, if you'll step into that, it's right there. It's right there. And all you have to do is just step into it. And you step into that, praise be to God, and I'll tell you what, you begin to really take, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm just more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved me. I step into that grace that's flooding me. It don't matter. It don't matter, sweethearts. It just doesn't matter. All those things that might be flooding your mind right now, well, I didn't make this right decision. I'm not really standing right there in that right there. I'm step right on in it. Man, you'll be the man that you always hoped to be in God. Notice that wasn't your might that did it, did it? Wasn't your strength. It wasn't, well, I just got to change my attitude. Oh, no. I just needed to get into the grace that was freely given. But see, that super abundant, super excess grace, brothers and sisters, that's the veil that's on you. That's the veil that's on you. You're hearing this message of Paul's gospel, I'll assure you, that super abundant excess grace is upon you. You could be looking around thinking about your life. Well, I don't have a car. This ain't much of an apartment. All those things. Let me tell you something. You got the exceeding riches of forever. One day, praise God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, your face going to be made sight. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. What you going to walk into? Wouldn't it be a shame if you didn't walk into all of your birthright? Wouldn't it be a shame, all of this that God has laid out so freely, simply, beautifully? My son said last night, all you have to do, Dad, is read it. You don't have to try to make it something. You couldn't even make it. All you're going to do is just mess it up. Just read it. Just read it. Study it out. Holy Ghost, give you a word to go look up. Don't say, well, that was interesting. I had the feeling for a moment and pass it by. Go look it up. That's a gold mine forever. If I'd say, hey, look, by the way, there's a sack of gold buried in your backyard, you wouldn't say, well, I'll get to it later. You'd run out there. You'd leave me standing there. I'd just see hear a whoop, and you'd be gone back there, digging with your hands probably to get it. God give us that insatiable appetite for the Word of God, that we go after it in the same way. And that rich sack of gold can't even compare with this. The guy brought all of his sacks of gold to heaven, and the guy was laughing at him. He said, "Why'd you bring that up here? We paved the roads with that up here." Come on. Come on. Get with it. Amen. Now, here we go. The superabundant, super excess grace. That's that veil, praise God, that is upon us. And I want you to think about it, because it really had to be that way, didn't it? It had to be this super excess, super abundant grace. And you know why? Because there was no other way. There was no other way that the Lord could convince our hearts and minds that he had prepared a for unto glory for you to be the bride for the Lamb. It had to be that excessive. It had to be that super abundant, always leftovers because I need more. Right? You do too. Because God help our unbelief, which can happen moment by moment, but he abides faithful still, and there's that grace that just remains because it's him. He's Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Amen? He is. But see, he had to assure us with that super abundant, super excess grace. And I want you to read verse 21 now with me of Romans 5. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen to that. Grace reigns through righteousness. Righteousness. You've been made the very righteousness of God. Amen? You're his righteousness. He's speaking about you. What reigns through righteousness? Grace. Grace, you're righteous, but praise be to God, he wants you to reign. He wants you to rule and reign. Isn't it gorgeous? You've been born Lord of all. That born again is you've been made the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it says here that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. How far will you let grace reign through righteousness? I want you to really think about that. I told you. I told you. I'm embracing this virus time. How about you? But brothers and sisters, this is it. Grace reigns now through righteousness. He's telling us, let my crown be that crown of righteousness upon you. Amen? You've been made the very righteousness of God. Look at what Paul says here in 2 Timothy, which is so beautiful. 2 Timothy 4:6. Paul at the very end, praise God. He knows the Lord is going to call him home. The Lord's going to call him away. Hallelujah. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:6, "For I am now ready, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand." What a time. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." My, oh my. An exalted rank of righteousness crown. Amen? And he said, "And not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." That's what grace does. Grace reigns through righteousness. Amen? See, it's not in your efforts. It's not in your good works. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's not in your keeping. It's not in your accountability. That crown, praise God, that crown is not all that. I'll tell you what, that's the mentality, if you will, the goodness of you, the keeping, the accountability. That's the mentality of a palm waver. If you want the crown of shared glory with him, you know what it is? It's grace that reigns. It's grace. You want the crown that reigns jointly together with him? It's grace. The agreement with everything. Praise God. Didn't we read that last week? The agreement with everything of God must be what? Grace. It has to agree with grace or it ain't going to agree with God. Oh, no, it won't. All the riches of glory have to agree with grace. It's all grace alone. It's all grace divine. Hallelujah. It's all grace and full of glory to wear the crown. So you know what we need to do? We need to grow up fully in grace. Amen. And you know what? The Word of God tells us that. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I love the one that he chose to tell us that. Oh, Peter. 2 Peter 3:18, right there on the steps. We put that on there some about 14 years back. Yeah. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul was the guy to bring that message of the glory. Peter was a sweet guy to say, oh my. I'll tell you what, I got a testimony for y'all. This is my last testimony I'm going to give you. This is it. I'm going home too. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. What a guy to say it, amen? So, we got to really know it. All grace freely ours from the very beginning. All unmerited. Started us off right there in Ephesians 1:3. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have been blessed with all. We have been. It's done. That's a completed deal. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's all been given from the beginning of the new birth. Praise God. But as I was thinking about it, I believe many of us have done this. I remember my mom and dad had this closet with my daddy's clothes in it when I was a little guy. And I always used to like to go in there and put my dad's clothes on, put his shoes on. And I'd walk around and, you know, they'd flip around on my feet. And I'd put on his shirt or jacket and it'd be hanging over my arms. And I'd just dress up in those clothes. But I couldn't fit them. Oh, no, they were just hanging off of me. But for those clothes to fit, what would have had to happen, which finally did happen, I grew up. I could fit in them shoes. I could fit in them clothes. And the Lord told me, he said, well, son, you know what? There's a garment. There's a garment. A wedding gown that was made for you a long time ago. He said, there was a crown made for you a long time ago. And all that's required is you grow up. And it perfectly fits you, son. It was perfectly made for you. Perfectly. You're exactly made for it. Aren't we vessels prepared afore unto glory? Are we not? Amen. Come on now. He sees it. Will we take the vision and grow into it? Amen. That's it. It's there. That grace is all sufficient. It's excess. It's Niagara Falls falling all over us. There is no reason. We have no excuse not to fit that garment and to fit that crown. None. We've been made for it. He called us to it. He chose us for it. You're it. And you've got all the grace to fully fit it. But that wedding gown and that crown, I'll tell you one thing. That cannot be altered. It can't be. It's perfect. Complete. Finished. It sees you in that perfect, complete, finished. That we grow up what? Into him in all things. Amen? Oh, yes. Praise God. Not some grace, not part grace. See, if it's some grace or part grace, that clothes going to still hang off like the kid. It is going to be hanging around there. It just don't look right. You're not going to be able to wear that. You have got to grow up fully to fit the exalted crown. You have got to grow up fully to fit the exalted gown. Amen? That lampros white of Jesus Christ is waiting for you. And waiting for me. I hear this often. I want to be like him. Oh, I want to be like Jesus. I love hearing that. And I love how John the Baptist said it. He said, we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Amen. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father.
And then he went on to say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The glory of the Father, Jesus Christ. Full of grace and truth. And here we are. Waiting to be fit for this moment. As Paul said, I'm ready to be offered. He grew to fit the garment. He grew to fit the crown. And someday, that same glory descends. She descends. The bride descends from heaven, having the glory of God. It said it right there. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. It's the same glory. It's the same glory of the Father. And I'll tell you something. There's one reason. It's because she's the same as him. She's full of grace and truth. Amen. Lord, encourage our hearts. Praise God. This is real and it's alive in them that believe. Praise his name. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this. Lord, what riches. Lord, thank you for this excess, super exceeding, abounding, beyond all we ask or think grace. Lord, help us to take this, that these aren't just mere words. It's not just something that would be for a moment. Something that would be an encouragement just for a passing time. God, this is your word and it's forever. This is your word and it's forever. And we feast upon you and we feast upon this word. And Lord, the word of God, we change from glory to glory into your image. This is the glory. It's the word of your grace, praise God, that grows us up and gives us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. It's truth and love that we grow up into you in all things. Well, this is it. It's because of your grace, and it's so super exceeding. Help us today truly to say, Lord, I just believe this and it's mine. Just to walk right on over into that flood of grace. Grace, not just to get ankles in or up to the hips. Let's get in there and disappear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.